This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Christopher A. Scott, appellant versus State of Missouri, respondent, decided July 22, 2025 by the Supreme Court of Missouri. Christopher A. Scott, opinion issued July 22, 2025. Appellant, writes, no, SC 19916, State of Missouri, respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Boone County. The Honorable J. Hasbrook Jacobs, Judge Christopher Scott, appeals the overruling of his Rule 2915 amended motion for post-conviction relief. Warren Scott's pro-SC Rule 2915 motion was the only timely filed motion. Because Scott does not challenge the motion court's overruling of his pro-C claim in his amended motion, this court affirms the motion court's judgment denying post-conviction relief. Factual background and procedural history. The state charged Scott with first-degree robbery, armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon. The circuit court entered its judgment finding him guilty after a jury trial of each count. In November 2020, the circuit court sentenced Scott. The one, unless otherwise noted, all rule references are to Missouri Court Rules, 2020. Two Court of Appeals affirmed. State versus Scott, 6N36SW3D208, Miwapborn 2021. On January 19, 2022, the Court of Appeals issued its mandate. On April 11, 2022, Scott filed a Pro-C Rule 29.15 motion for post-conviction relief raising three claims. At the same time, Scott filed a motion to proceed in forma pauperis. On April 14, 2022, the motion court made the following docket entry. Movant is given leave to proceed as a poor person. Case is set for status hearing on 5/31/22 at 1:30 p.m. Notice to Statewide Public Defender's Office and Boone APA Craig Johnston. On April 22, 2022, a public defender entered an appearance on Scott's behalf. The public defender did not request an extension of time to file an amended motion. On August 4, 2022, the public defender filed an amended motion raising six claims, including Scott's three pro-SE claims. On May 26, 2023, after an evidentiary hearing, the motion court entered its judgment denying relief on each of Scott's claims. Scott appealed. This court granted transfer after an opinion by the Court of Appeals. Monert Const, Art V. Sicaber, 10. Standard of review. Appellate review of the trial court's action on the motion filed under this Rule 29.15 shall be limited to a determination of whether the findings and conclusions of the trial court are clearly erroneous. Rule 29. 15. Appellate courts presume the motion court's findings are correct and a judgment is clearly erroneous when, in light of the entire record, the court is left with the definite and firm impression that a mistake has been made. Flaherty v. State, 694SW3D413, 416, Mobank, 2024, internal quotation omitted. 3. This court interprets the rules by applying principles similar to those used for state statutes. Doris v. Estate, 360SW3D260, 267, Mobank, 2012. In determining statutory intent and this court's intent in the rules, this court will look to the plain and ordinary meaning of those words as defined in the dictionary. Idior, internal quotation and alteration omitted. Analysis courts must enforce the mandatory time limits in Rules 29.15 and 24.035. This court adopted Rule 29.15 as the single unified procedure for inmates seeking post-conviction relief after trial. Price v. State, 422SW3D292-296, Mobank 2014. Also citing Rule 24.035 as to inmates who plead guilty. Rules 29.15 and 24.035 are interpreted in pari materia. Brown v. State, 66SW3D721-730, Mobank 2002. In Doris, the court held Rules 29.15 and 24.035. Both specify a motion for post-conviction relief shall be filed in the time limits established by rule, and the failure to timely file results in a complete waiver of any right to proceed on the motion. Doris, 360SW3D at 266-67, quoting Rule 2915B, 2008, Rule 24.035B, 2008. The time limits in Rules 24.035 and 2915 serve the legitimate end of avoiding delay in the processing of prisoners' claims and prevent the litigation of stale claims. It is at 2A69, internal quotation omitted. It is the court's duty to enforce the mandatory time limits and the resulting complete waiver in the post-conviction rules, even if the state does not raise the issue. It is at 268. The state cannot waive noncompliance with the time limits in rules 2915 or 24.035. ID. This is true even when the state fails to raise timeliness in the motion court, even if the motion court hearing is to determine if four appointed counsel abandoned movement, and even if the state fails to brief timeliness or concedes timeliness. The state cannot waive noncompliance with the mandatory post-conviction relief deadlines period.